Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Many people have heard the story of the spies, listed in Numbers 13, verses 4 to 16. But even careful Bible students are hard-pressed to name three of the men who were sent. Two, yes. All remember Caleb from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim. But the others? They've been forgotten. The lesson should be obvious. The way to be consigned to oblivion is to live in unbelief. The way to leave your mark on heaven's record is by believing and obeying God. Moses gave the spies instructions to observe the people, fortifications, soil fertility and vegetation, and then to return with some sample fruit. Off they went, following the Jordan Valley north to the Lebanese Mountains, then back through the center of the country towards Hebron, where the biggest of the inhabitants lived, the sons of Anak. Nearby, from the valley of Eshcol, they, quote, cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes, which was so large, quote, they carried it between two of them on a pole, verse 23. What did they discover on their 40-day journey, verse 25? What God had said was true after all. It was indeed, quote, a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, Exodus 3, verse 8. Now, would they obey in taking it? It all seemed to hinge on the two different reports. Ironically, both told the truth. 10 of them responded by sight, quote, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Numbers 13:31. Without God's help, that was exactly the case. But Caleb replied by faith, quote, we are well able to overcome it. Verse 30. Why? Quote, if the Lord delights in us, says Joshua and Caleb, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. Chapter 14, verse 8. Do you have some giants in the way, Christian? The Lord delights in faith. Move forward with trust in him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.